knows when his disciples came along, after he had ascended on high, the Bible said that they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. Amen. The people looked at him and they said, you can tell they've been with Jesus because they're acting like Jesus. They're doing the same things that he was doing because they realized that there was a potential. But how many knows that just because you have a potential doesn't mean you're going to reach it unless you're going after that potential.
Right.
Unless you're pressing into it. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Not as though I've already attained, even were already perfect. But he said, I press toward that, that I may be found in Christ, not having my own righteousness, but that which is by faith in Christ Jesus. But in other words, Paul realized that there was a place that he hadn't attained to.
Right.
Paul realized there was a potential that he could reach, and he was pressing toward it. He was going after it. Glory to God. Did you know that when you're going after your true potential in God, I'm not talking about your potential in your natural flesh. I'm talking about your true potential in Christ. When you're going after your true potential, you're going forward. Did you know that faith will reveal your potential? Faith in God will reveal your true potential. As a matter of fact, you really can't tap into the things of God except through faith. You can't tap into your true potential except through faith. Human ingenuity, human knowledge, just book knowledge can't make you tap into your true potential. It takes the Spirit of God and it takes faith in God to be able to tap into it. Faith is a motivational force. Faith motivates you to go forward. Praise God. And all through the Bible, we've seen examples of people that went forward and done great things in the name of Jesus. But you know, I think about when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt and Pharaoh's army was after them and they had come to the Red Sea. And mountains on both sides of them and the Red Sea in front of them and Pharaoh's army behind them. And they begin to cry out to God. They begin to cry out to Moses. And then Moses cried out to God. And God said, go forward. He said, stretch out your rod and tell the people to go forward. Right in the middle of their greatest stress that they've probably ever been under, the greatest trial they've ever been in, here they was, Pharaoh's army coming after them with chariots, and God says, go forward. And Moses stretches out his rod. But see, this is what I want you to see. They didn't realize that the potential God had. They didn't realize that God was able to roll back the Red Sea. And when Moses stretched forth his rod and rolled back the Red Sea, they went across on dry ground. And they went on into the going toward the promised land. And the promised land to you and I is our potential in Christ. It's Christ Jesus. Paul said, I press toward the mark, which is Christ Jesus. And so you could say our promised land is when we reach our full potential in Christ. When we could, and you could say the fullness of God. When you come into the fullness of God, you're coming into your potential. And so they were pressing towards their potential and they went forward. And when they went forward, they found deliverance. Did you know that when you go forward, you will find deliverance? You'll find every need that you've got in your life will be met going forward. When you start pressing into the kingdom of God, whatever needs you have, God already knows you've got that need and he's already placed an answer for it going forward.
Hallelujah.
Whatever it is, you say, yeah, but you don't know my problem. God does.
Right.
And he's already set it up that if you go forward, if you press on, then all along the way, your need's going to be met.
Right.
You're going to be, there's healing is on the way. Miracles is on the way. Salvation is on the way. As you obey God, as you press on into the fullness of God, things are going to happen that wouldn't happen if you wouldn't press in. Sometimes people, they say, well, why hasn't God done something for me? It might be because you settled for less than potential. It might be because you settled on the other side of Jordan instead of crossing on over. You might have decided to stay over here and say, well, I'm just going to stay right here. I'm just a pretty good person, and I'm a good Christian. I don't steal or kill or anything, and I think I'm just going to hang out right here. And God said, no, I want you to go forward. I want you to go towards the promised land. I want you to go towards your full potential. And it's going to take faith in God. But the thing of it was, even though God showed them his full potential, they forgot about it again later on. So you know what that tells me? It tells me that just because you see something with your natural eyes that God has done, don't mean it's going to give you faith. See, circumstances, just, you know, because they should have had enough faith after seeing the Red Sea roll back and all these things happen, they should never murmured against Moses. But they did. They murmured and complained, and yet they saw those miracles. But so the reason I'm saying that is, see, we can see God do great things in our life and still not see the full potential or forget what potential we have. See, sometimes you forget. You know, it's easy. The devil wants you to forget your potential. He wants you to forget about pressing forward. He wants you to be satisfied where you're at. But how many knows when you go forward, that's where the grapes are growing. That's where the fruit is there. That's where all the great things were there. But you know, when Joshua and Caleb went over with the 10 spies and they spied out the land, they saw the great potential. They saw the great blessings there. But you know what? The other 10, all they could see was the problems. All they could see was the giants. And they come back and they said, there's giants over there. We were like grasshoppers in our own eyes. Why? Because they were looking out of natural eyes. They weren't looking out of their true potential. But see, you know what? Joshua and Caleb? Joshua and Caleb was looking out of their potential. They said, we're well able. Let us go in and possess it right now. Why? Because they were looking out of eyes of faith. Faith will see your potential, but unbelief will see your problem. Unbelief will magnify what you're going through. It'll make the devil look bigger, and it'll make God look littler. But faith turns it around, and it makes God look big, because he is. And it makes the devil look like nothing. Glory to God, because he ain't nothing. Glory to God. But see, if we get away from faith, the Bible said you'll make shipwreck. He said, if you depart from faith and a good conscience, he said, you'll make shipwreck. On this walk with God, we're pressing towards this mark. We're seeking our full potential in God. But if we lose our motivation to press on, we'll fall by the wayside. He said, you'll make shipwreck. See, basically, faith is like the motivational force is carrying you in the direction you need to go. And when you get away from faith, you don't have that motivational force no more. See, sometimes people can motivate you to do something that you don't have the potential to do it. You know, somebody can encourage you, yeah, you can do it, go ahead, you can do it. But you might not really have the potential. But when it comes to the things of God, when you encourage somebody, that you're telling the truth. It reminds me of back when we were teenagers, and we had a friend of ours, a guy that had just moved down here from up north, and we kind of gave him a hard time anyways. And so anyways, we were all out one night, and we had this guy, and his name was Ox, because he was so big. And then this other guy, his name, I mean, I ain't going to call his name, but anyways, he was a lot smaller than Ox. And so Ox challenged him to a fight. And so we encouraged this guy. But you know what? He didn't have the potential. But we encouraged him, you can do it. Go ahead. You can beat Ox. And I'll never forget, he got out of the car, and Ox hit him one time, broke his nose. That was the end of the fight. But the thing of it was, we was trying to encourage him to do something he couldn't do against Ox. But you know what? When it comes to the things of God, when you that we can do what God said we can do. Because what God can do is what we can do. His potential is our potential. And you know, faith will bring things to pass in your life that you cannot make happen with your own effort. Faith will bring things to pass. Glory to God. The children of Israel is a good example. The Bible said that they were a type of the church in the wilderness. And see, they were trying to press on to the promised land. And see, the devil was doing everything he could do to stop them from reaching that place. I mean, he tried to bring them back. And in the Bible even said that in one place, it said they turned back in their heart. Even though they were still going forward toward the promised land, their heart turned back. And they died in the wilderness. Did you know it's possible to be going to church and your heart turned back while you're still going forward? That's what happened to them. They in their heart, they turned back to Egypt, but they were still going forward with the rest of them. And the Bible said that they died in the wilderness. They began to be bitten by serpents. Those were the ones that murmured and complained a lot. Those were the ones that couldn't keep happy. Glory to God. But faith will take you forward. Unbelief will take you backwards. Did you know that you can have unbelief in your life and not even realize it? Unbelief is not just saying, I don't believe in God. Unbelief is a spirit. And when unbelief creeps into your life, it makes the things of God not real to you. It makes it seem like it's a fairy tale. It makes it not real. Faith makes God real. Faith makes the things of God real. It brings revelation to us. But unbelief, when it creeps into our life, and it even got in his disciples. When they brought a woman to him that had a demon or a child in it, and his disciples tried to cast it out, and they couldn't do it. And they brought him to Jesus, and he cast the devil out, and they said, why couldn't we do that, Master? He said, because of unbelief. He said, this kind goes not but by prayer and fasting. And he was talking about this kind of unbelief only is broken by prayer and fasting. And so you think about this. The disciples were walking with Jesus, seeing all the miracles he was doing, and yet they got unbelief in their life. Now, if it could happen to them, how do you know it can happen to us when we don't see Jesus with our natural eyes like they did? And so we have to be careful because unbelief will creep into your life. I'll never forget one time the Lord told me to go on a fast, and I'd fasted for about 3 days. And I remember on the third day of the fast, it was like all at once these clouds just rolled back. That like it had been over my head that I didn't even know it was there. And you know what? Those clouds were clouds of unbelief. And when those clouds began to roll back, I said, I didn't even know that was there. And it was like when these clouds rolled back, it was like every time I would pray, something would happen. It was like when that spirit of unbelief was broken off of me, all at once, when I would pray for somebody that was sick, that was getting healed, and it was like, just one answer after another started happening. And I thought, wow, this is great. But it was a spirit of unbelief that I didn't even know was there. I said, Lord, I've been preaching. I've been prophesying. I've been doing all this stuff. And I had unbelief in my life, and I didn't even know it. See, but the way you can tell is the fruit it produces. The fruit that unbelief produces is not going forward. Being satisfied where you're at. Not pressing on. Just been, you know, and so unbelief has to be overcome in our life. The Bible says that faith overcomes the world. Faith overcomes all things in our life. It makes the things of God real. Talk about Moses first. If you have your Bible, look with me to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. Hebrews 11, verse 24. It says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Glory to God. Now notice that. You know what happened to Moses? He saw his potential. He saw God's potential. And really, if you break this down, what he basically said was, what they said was, that he saw the riches of being a Christian or being a child of God greater riches than being the son of Pharaoh's daughter, which that had all kind of riches. And it said that he endured as seeing him who was invisible, but it said that he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. In other words, he knew there was going to be a greater reward to him if he was a child of God more than it was if he was Pharaoh's daughter. And it was like anybody, if they said, well, they're going to pay me more over here if I do this, and they are if I do this. He just looked at it and said, they're going to pay me more over here to be a child of God, so I ain't going over here. You know, he chose God. He chose to go the way of faith. And the Bible said, by faith he forsook Egypt. See, faith caused him to go after his potential.
Amen.
Faith caused him to look at the world and say, the riches of this world don't even compare to the riches of Christ. They don't even compare. And he forsook all. And then that's when he left and he went out into the wilderness. That's when he saw the burning bush that wasn't consumed. And God spoke to him out of the burning bush and told him to go deliver the children of Israel. But you know what? That all this was included in that potential. Because, see, he saw when he was there, he could have stayed where he was at. And you know what? He never would have saw the great miracles happen that happened. He never would have saw the Red Sea roll back. He never would have seen the manna fall from heaven. He never would have saw all the great miracles that took place because of him going forward. Did you know that there's a lot of things we've missed in our life probably because we wouldn't press him forward? There's no telling how many miracles that we've missed that we could have saw if we would have went forward. But you know what? We can't look back to the past and regret our regrets. We got to start where we're at and go forward. We got to go forward from where we're at and say, hey, I might not have done all I could do in the past, but I want to press forward. I want to see the true riches that are in Christ. I want to go after all that God has got for me and do all that God wants me to do. You know, whenever God told me to go full time in the ministry a long time ago, I was kind of slow about doing it. But he said, I want you to quit your job and I want you to go full time in the ministry. And I said, okay, I'll do that. So I told my boss I was going to quit in 2 weeks. And then my truck tore up. Then my car tore up. And the devil said, you better work a few more weeks and pay for that truck to get fixed and pray for your car to get fixed because you ain't, you know, going to have no money once you quit. And so I thought about it a little bit and I said, no, I said, this has got to be the devil trying to talk me out of doing what God told me to do. And so I said, no, I'm going on with God. And I went to church that night and this guy sitting in there and he said, the Lord told me to anoint my car after church tonight and pray for it. And I thought, this guy's crazy. And I said, well, my car needs anointing too. I said, so let's go out there and pray for my car. We prayed for my car and prayed for his car. I was going home that night. My car just smoothed out, started running fine. Never did mess up anymore. And then I started praying for my truck, and all that was wrong with it was low transmission fluid. Put some transmission fluid in it and fixed it. And so then I went ahead, and then my boss came to me and he said, Brad, if you will work 2 more years, you'll have 10 years locked in your retirement. How many knows that? That was another pressure on me. And I said, no, I can't do that. I got to obey God. And God said, if you go full time, he said, you will never suffer lack. He said, I will take care of your needs from here on out. And so I did, and he did. Glory to God. And every time things would get hard, I wouldn't know where things would have come from. If it didn't come from over here, it'd come from over here. God always made a way But during that time, and I started pastoring, and then I started, well, I was already pastoring, but the church began to grow. And I took about 4 years, and then the Lord told us to buy that land up there, and we bought the land, built the building, and all of you, I mean, you see what happened. But the thing I want to say was that if I hadn't went forward, see, if I hadn't done what he told me to do when he told me to do it, I would never reach that potential. Because I know I haven't reached my full potential. None of us in here has, I'm sure. Because it's ahead of us. Because if you reach your full potential, you're going to be just like Jesus. If you reach your full potential, you're going to be just like Jesus. And I know I'm not just like Jesus. I can't speak for nobody else. But the thing of it is, we can be. And we have a potential, but the thing of it is, the devil wants to stop you. David saw his potential. David saw his true potential. When Samuel anointed him with oil to be king, he realized his potential, that the anointing of God was upon him. And when that lion and the bear came out and stole the sheep, the Bible said he slew both of them. He slew the lion, he slew the bear. And he went to the city, and there the giant was mocking Israel. And David looked at him, and he knew his potential. He knew his God. He knew that God was with him. And he knew that no matter what he faced, God was going to help him. Did you know that if we have that same kind of attitude, that no matter what comes your way, if you say, God is with me, and he's on my side, and we're going to defeat this thing. But you know what? David didn't look at what he saw. See, this is our problem. We look at the problem, and then we let it discourage us, and we let it make us back down. David did not look at Goliath, how big he was. He looked at how big God was. Amen. And when he went out against Goliath, the Bible said that he ran toward the giant, and he picked up 5 smooth stones. But the thing of it was, the giant was mocking him and telling him, I'm fixing to kill you and feed you to the birds of the air. And David looked at him and he said, you come at me with a sword and a spear, that which is in the natural. You might be 10 foot tall, but I come at you in the name of the Lord. And he began to run toward that giant, and he slew him and with a slingshot and cut off his head. And the Bible said when he cut off his head, the Philistines saw their champion was dead, and it said they fled. When you defeat what you see, you defeat the number one enemy of the devil. It's your circumstances. See, if you can go forward in the middle of your circumstances, you got the victory. If you can press on and keep on praying, keep on serving God, keep on trusting God, and keep on going forward, when everything, all hell is breaking loose against you, you got the victory. You got the victory. Glory to God. Don't let the devil talk you down and make you say, well, you got to use wisdom. We need to just not go forward. We better not push and make the devil mad. We better just kind of stay right here. No, you got to go forward. Possess our possessions. Glory to God. But David went forward. When Elijah came to the widow woman, and all she had was just a little bit of meal, a little bit of oil, and she was going to cook it, her and her son, and died. Elijah said, go cook me something first. And he said, then your meal barrel will not run dry and your oil will not run out. And the woman saw her potential. She heard the word of God. And this is something else. The word of God will give you potential. When you see the word of God or hear the word of God, it will paint a picture in your mind of your true potential. When it says you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, this is painting a picture. It's telling you what your potential is. And Elijah told this widow woman, he said, this is what your potential is. And you know what she did? She went and baked him a cake and cooked him something first and brought it to him. How many knows faith has to have actions? You have to have actions. If you want to access your true potential, you got to have some actions behind it. And she had actions, and you know what? Her meal barrel did not run dry for 3.5 years. Why? Because she tapped into her potential by faith. She did it. If you do the word of God, you will see things happen. Every time that you obey God, when God tells you to do something, that releases a miracle to come into your life. An act of faith can cause a supernatural event in your life. As a matter of fact, the greater the pressure is against you, usually the greater the victory, if you go forward. But the thing of it is, the devil don't want you to go forward, and he's going to use everything he can, natural circumstances, unbelief, discouragement. Have you ever been discouraged? You know, when you get discouraged, you know what it makes you want to do? Quit. When you get discouraged, it makes you want to just sit down, not take no more ground. When you get discouraged, you want to just go lick your wounds and, you know, just not. You don't feel like pressing forward when you're discouraged. But you know what? When David got discouraged, when they had kidnapped his family and all of his men's families, the Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself in the Lord. When things as bad's happening around you, it might not seem like you even believe it to start with, but when you start telling yourself what the Word of God says, right in the middle of your circumstances, it does something to you when you just hold on to the Word of God. Say, God, your Word says this, and I trust in you, and I believe that it's going to come to pass. Glory to God. But don't be discouraged. Don't be weary. You know, don't be fearful. Don't be afraid. Don't see distractions. These are things that tries to distract you away from your purpose. Don't let anything distract you away. Don't let sin come into your life, because sin is a distraction. It comes to distract you away from you reaching your potential in God. Glory to God. But when you hear the Word of God, it reveals your true potential. Glory to God. When you receive a word from God, did you know that when somebody's preaching the word, by the way, this morning I was listening to Brother Oney on the Facebook, and when I started listening to him, I was writing the scripture down, and he started saying the very scripture I was writing down, and he started saying other scriptures and stuff that I'd already written down. And he started saying some of the same stuff I was saying about going forward. I said, Lord, you're confirming this to me. He said, by two or more witnesses, he'll confirm his word. Amen. And the reason I said that is this, that when the word of God comes to you, and I believe this is the word of God to the church today, if you will believe it and take it and run with it, God will honor it. God will honor it. If you believe it, and receive it. If you just say, well, that sounded good, I'm just going to lay that back on the shelf. No, you can't do that. When you hear the Word of God, you got to do it. And when you set out to do it, every need you've got will be met while you're seeking to do that. Right. Glory to God. It's not the other way. But if you go the other way, how many knows when you go the other way, that's when you start suffering lack. That's when things won't happen for you, when you go the other way. Glory to God. When we obey the Spirit of God, it brings us to our place of potential, obeying God. Faith brings you there by your actions. Overcoming sin and unbelief. When you're pressing on with God, it'll always lead you away from sin. It'll lead you away from unrighteousness. It'll lead you toward righteousness. If something tells you that it's okay to keep sinning, it's not the right spirit. If something tells you that it's okay to just stay like you are, just keep doing what you're doing, it's okay, God don't mind, that's a lying spirit. It's just trying to hinder you, to keep you from taking your full potential in God. Glory to God. And did you know the Bible says, looking to the end of that which is promised? 1 Peter says, gird up the loins of your mind and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that word hope there, It's not talking about the end of time. It's talking, that word end is a word that means till completeness. It says hope to the end, or hope, or have a confident expectation till the completeness comes. See, we got to have an expectation of the end. We got to see the end and have an expectation of it. Glory to God. He said, gird up the loins of your mind and hope to the end till the grace of God comes and brings you the grace that you need to do what you need to do. Glory to God. But if you're hoping and expecting God to bring His potential in your life, glory to God, grace will bring that potential into your life. But you got to keep holding on to it. The Bible says we're made partakers of Christ if we hold on to the end. If we hold on to the end, if we continue on to the completeness, don't turn loose of it. Just keep holding on until the completeness comes. Glory to God. And it will come. Glory to God. Don't be discouraged. Glory to God. God's working miracles. And in this hour, the devil is doing everything he can to discourage the church, to hinder the church, and stop people from pressing into the kingdom of God, to the fullness of God. He's doing everything to change your potential and make you satisfied with not reaching your full potential. Don't let it happen. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, today.